This is Jerry Pippin, and we're broadcasting direct from Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And, of course, we are at the end of the Ozark, and we have Phyllis Goldie here with us, and she is the editor and publisher of Fate magazine, True Reports of the Strange and Unknown.
That is correct. It's a wonderful magazine. It's been around since 1948. And it has always focused on people's real personal experiences.
I noticed where you had a UFO issue last year, and are you planning one this year?
Yes, definitely. Every September we have a theme UFO issue. We also have quite a bit of UFO information in every issue. Every other month we have a UFO forum where people tell their personal experiences, because oftentimes people are afraid to step up to the plate and tell what they have seen, what they have experienced. So Lou Farish and I kind of came up with this idea last year that everyone has an experience. Everyone has seen something, has had a dream, an experience, a premonition, but they're afraid to tell about it. So we arranged an article or a feature in the magazine whereby they could email it to us, they could write it out in longhand, they could be anonymous if they wanted to, and they didn't have to write a long formal article, they could just write the actual personal experiences. And we've seen some phenomenal things come through the...
I should say probably that way with email, it's a good way to get people to really open up.
Yes, yes, they're able to speak freely without censure or having their name and worrying about their professional writing skills, so they just tell their experiences.
For our radio audience, we have information there on our website about Fate magazine and also her email, so you can get a hold of you or somebody else at the staff. What kind of stories you've been getting?
Well, people's just incredibly detailed experiences where they have seen spacecraft and they've had collaboration on it. If they've been out camping, they've been walking down the street in New York City and they look up and they see something, and they will ask somebody else, did you see that? And, oh, wow, yes, what is it? And they'll see it for several seconds, and the details are all there, and it's just, it's wonderful.
You know, you mentioned New York City. It's amazing. Everybody that's not following UFOs, they think everything happens in Arizona, New Mexico, or out in the middle of nowhere. But every week on our UFO reports, we report different sightings, and invariably something comes from New York or Chicago.
That's right. And it's my personal belief that the technology, whoever it is, if it's terrestrial or extraterrestrial or ultra-terrestrial, I believe they have some kind of cloaking devices or shielding, so that's why you see them and then all of a sudden, poof, they're gone 10 seconds later, even though they couldn't possibly have traveled out of visual range. It's possible that they have some kind of cloaking or shielding device, so we can no longer see them.
You know, in a program we did last month, we dealt with the science behind cloaking, and you'd be surprised. There is a way that probably does work. It's just a little beyond our technology yet. So you're probably right on about that, Phyllis.
I watched Star Trek growing up, so that's probably where that, I mean, it seems like, and I also taught school, I taught science fiction as an elective English class, and it seems like so many things that have become reality started out as science fiction. The writers just foresaw so much.
Yeah, how about your September issue? Have you started thinking about some of the stories that'll be in there?
No, it's kind of unusual how Fate magazine is put together. I think there's a higher entity that kind of guides our hand, and sometime right before the issue, it just kind of falls into place, the information that we are supposed to present, and just whatever is current at the time.
How much of a lead time do you have? I don't want to get too technical with you, but it's fairly current, I think.
Yes, we put the magazine together about 2 months before it is actually hits the stand and the subscribers read about it. So we're quite current.
And this magazine, it comes out every month?
That is correct. It's a monthly magazine.
And they can subscribe to it, of course. We have the information there as well. You have all kinds of interesting things besides UFOs in there. We do paranormal shows, and there's all kinds of paranormal things.
Yes, well, the magazine is basically a paranormal magazine. It's a look at all aspects of our unexplained world. It's life after death, spirituality, ghosts, strange archaeology. It just covers all gamuts of the paranormal, crop circles, pro and con.
Anything jump out at you over that you published in the last few months that the audience would find very interesting? Well, I know they're all interesting, but there must be probably some story that maybe you're still working on or maybe you just finished that you'd like to share with us.
Well, I'm kind of excited about an article on ghostly paintings. I had a young experience with spiritualism. I learned about spiritualism and seances, and that's kind of dear to my heart. And these mediums were able to put their hand on a canvas and some ghostly thing would create all the pictures. And they created these beautiful, beautiful paintings. It's just phenomenal.
How does that work? Do they actually hold the brush or something in their hand or what?
No, they don't even.
They just rub their hand over it.
They don't even rub their hand. Someone else takes the paints and they just materialize. It's
wow.
Just absolutely incredible. And the pictures are so beautiful. It's...
Where do you think that's coming from? And
I think it's a spirit painter. I think it's just an image, and the medium had the strength. They act like kind of electrical conduit, and then I don't think it's Picasso. It wasn't that kind of painting, but whatever spirit is there uses their energy to create the energy.
You're out of Minnesota, correct?
That is correct, right near Minneapolis.
Interesting thing about a lot of things happen in Minnesota, too, in the ghostly area.
Oh, yes, the haunted heartland. Yeah. There's a lot of... I grew up in a haunted farmhouse, actually.
You got to tell me about that.
Yes, I grew up in a haunted farmhouse in rural North Dakota when I was a very small child, about 5 years old. Every night I would see this ghostly image standing in my doorway of my bedroom, and I was so scared. I would get up and close my eyes and just run through the door as fast as I could and go jump in bed with my parents. They probably hated it. But there was no way they could...
What kind of a ghost was it?
It was just a white, wispy image.
Literally like you think of a ghost.
Yes, an actual ghostly image. And I was terrified all the time I was a child. And later on, when I grew up, we actually had seances in the old farmhouse, and we came to believe that there was a portal or a vortex or a doorway to another world. But then I found out when I was about 25 years old that my grandfather had died in that bedroom.
And it might have been him.
I'm sure it was, because in our seances we contacted him a lot, and he was there, I think, to protect us. But if someone would have told me that when I was a young child, it would have saved me a whole youth of being afraid of the dark, afraid of ghosts. And I wasn't the only one who saw ghostly images in that house.
Now, it's interesting, we talk about ghostly images and things like that. Most of these stories, you just see somebody appear and they walk like they're kind of trapped in an existence and then they're gone again. Have you covered any stories where actual ghosts do a little more proactive things?
Oh, yes. They can definitely manifest material and do things. I personally even have felt ghosts. I've had electrical shocks from them. I've felt a hand on mine. And many of our people's experiences.
We're going to be right back, and we'll find out a little bit more about the paranormal and also about the upcoming UFO section of Fate Magazine with its editor and publisher. I'm Jerry Pippin. This is the UFO File. Fate Magazine, can you find it on the newsstands or you have to subscribe?
It is available on most of the major newsstands. However, they're generally sold out. Most Barnes & Nobles will get 3 or 4 or 5 copies, and then they're gone. So the best way to get Fate and the most reasonable way is to subscribe. You can get on our website and subscribe to it, fatemag.com. It's $29.95 for a year. And also, if anyone would like a free sample issue, we do offer a sample issue, too, for free on our website.
So you can go over to the website and just say we have a link on our website to it where you can actually just go over there and ask for a free copy and you'll mail them one, huh?
That's correct. Send us your name and snail mail address and we'll be happy to send out a free sample issue.
What's the upcoming issue? What do you got planned?
Upcoming issue deals with, we have a Buck Rogers kind of rocket on the front.
My kind of stuff. Go ahead.
It's great. It's the space flight really is seems like it's going into the private sector now, and there's a lot of competition because NASA, the government, doesn't have the money or the wherewithal or maybe the smarts. I didn't say that. to create.
I thought I heard that, but maybe I didn't.
To create or, you know, make accessible space flight. So they're putting it in the hands of private sector, and there's like a $10 million prize. Is it $10 million for who comes up with the best and fastest? And there's just some phenomenal things coming out. And this is cutting-edge technology, and that'll be in our May issue.
You always, in September, you have an ET or a UFO section. Do you have other issues that are dedicated to things, or?
October, of course, is our, after UFOs, our next favorite month, because that deals with ghosts and Halloween and the spirit world.
All right, that's pretty interesting.
We always have some wonderful, wonderful articles on ghosts and spirits. And again, it seems like it just manifests, it just comes into our in our hands, the proper kinds of topics. And then, of course, during the Christmas season, the holiday season, we have angels, miracles, that kind of...
Let's talk a little bit about the ghost and the supernatural for a moment. Is there a certain part of the country or the world that these things appear more often?
I think if people are sensitive, we've had ghostly activity reported all over the world. Sometimes they say that England has more because of the humidity, and then I hear that humidity lessens the manifestation of ghosts. I just think it's individuals who are sensitive enough. I think their spirit world is all around us, everywhere.
Since you had an experience of a ghost early on in your life, and now you're dealing with this in your vocation, what's your theory behind ghosts? Are they entities trapped, or what happened?
Some of them are. I believe some of them are entities trapped. I have seen my parents have both passed on, and they've come to me. One night I was...
Really?
Yes. One night I was lying in bed, and my mother, who is deceased, and my grandmother and her sister appeared, manifested at my bedside, and she says, hi, I brought Ma and Sis to show them your house. Like, oh, okay, no big deal. So I just rolled over and went back to sleep. They were just there to have a little tour of my house.
And you literally recognized them?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, she spoke to me, and I have seen many manifestations. I think there are... Sometimes our spirit guides manifest to help us if we're not too frightened by it. So I think they're just carrying on.
In other words, they can be frightened by us as well as the other way around.
Sure, sure. I think they're just living in another dimension, carrying on another life.
And the interesting thing, most of these ghost stories, when you start talking to people about it, they're fairly benign, usually.
Yes, and it's oftentimes a loved one that you'll see them in the home. Sometimes a ghost will appear in a house that they're stuck to a house, or they don't want to leave. They don't know that they've passed on, and then they do releases and blessings and allow them to move on. We have many, many stories that people write in Fate magazine about seeing ghostly apparitions in houses that they've purchased.
That seems to be, you're right, one of the things that I keep running across in my programs. People move into these houses not realizing they're haunted.
Yes, and sometimes they have something to say, sometimes there's some bit of information they need to impart, and sometimes they just need to be told to go on, to move on into the light.
What about these organizations around the country, like Ghostbusters and things like that, that they had in the movies? There are actually people who make a living doing that.
Yes, yes. There's a paranormal research lemur in Nashville, North Carolina, that are very successful and very professional. There's ones that do it for Civil War battlefields, Miller group, and it's just fascinating the work they do. And it's wonderful because it's bringing into the realm of science, so they're proving that ghosts exist.
So there actually is some scientific basis behind some of this.
Yes, very much so.
We're going to wrap up the hour here in just a moment with our guest. We're going to talk to her a little bit more. The name of the magazine is Fate, and we have it on our website, a link, and you can go over there and get a free copy. I'm Jerry Pippin. You're listening to the UFO Files. Well, as editor and publisher of Fate magazine, I imagine you have all kinds of favorite issues, but one issue I saw, it had pictures of the president on it.
Yes, we did an article by a famed astrologer, Art Gatti, and he talked about the 20-year curse, about all the presidents that have been elected in a 00 year have been targeted for either assassination or death or But they generally die in office. And Reagan, they said, broke the curse because there was an attempted assassination, but it didn't happen. However, the conjunction was I believe it was in an air sign or water sign, and all the other presidents, Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, were in fire signs. And unfortunately, President Bush was elected when this was in a fire sign. So the predictions are that he might...
We'll see how that pans out. I've heard that discussed before, but this article actually goes into great detail.
Yes, it has very specific technical information on how and when and why it happens.
You have an article on remote viewing, I noticed. We were talking about the scientific basis of things.
Yes, Area 51, we had a solicitation from our readers to send in reports what they felt and what they saw. We gave them the techniques to do this remote sensing, remote seeing, and it was just incredible the kinds of things that they similarly came up with without being in contact. People from all over the country sent in their responses, and the information that they came up with was just astounding. It's fascinating.
The back issues, are they available for people to order?
Yes, all of our back issues are available on our website. The old issues back from 1948, of course, are no longer available, but photocopies can be made. But yes, all articles are available for back issues.
So somebody could spend a little time on your website and really do some research.
Yes, or they can contact us too directly. They could call us on our 800 number if they have a query, and we would be glad to help them.
You ever get a call out of the blue, hey, I've got this story I got to tell you, but I don't want to give you any information right now on the phone, that type of thing, you know?
Yes, and we only accept articles either email or in writing. We don't deal with articles over the phone.
Okay, with the telephone, the noise and the traffic in the background, you don't get into that.
No, not if they're serious and have a real sincere story to tell, we would be more than happy to take a look at it. We pay for articles that are published also.
So if you're an aspiring writer or already are a writer, what do you like to have them, around 1,000 words or so?
500 to 2,000 words.
Well, it's right in the middle, so I'm pretty...
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's, you know, remote viewing. No, kind of.
Extra sensory ability. And the ghost things, again, with Civil War, we do some very, very...
Lots of ghost stories from that era.
Yes, and very powerful. The energy is just so intense. So there's a lot of Civil War experiences.
And most of the, you know, you hear about the ghosts, most ghost stories, you hear about them being trapped, you know, maybe they died of a tragic death or whatever. But I guess there are people that just peacefully went away that don't want to go away.
Probably so, yes. We were just at a Civil War battlefield yesterday, Lone Jack, and it was very creepy because she took us out to the cemetery, and I was walking on in trenches. They buried 160 Union soldiers, just dug an 80-foot-long trench and stacked them up like cordwood.
How many?
About 160 of them in this one trench.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of the cemetery were the Confederate soldiers. There were 100 of them stacked up. And
so they were mass graves.
Yes, yes. The Unions were head to foot, you know, and the Union or the Confederate soldiers were all shoulder to shoulder. I could feel a lot of wisps of energy around there.
Do you consider yourself psychic or just kind of tuned in?
Just kind of tuned in, yes.
Hey, it's been great talking to you. Is there a trend on ghosts or UFOs or anything? Is there something? I mean, everything else seems to go in cycles.
I think there's coming to be more and more UFO information, and it's my understanding that in the next year, by 2005 or 2006, that we're going to have some concrete, definite information.
Well, of course, we have an upcoming conference about the Washington politics of it all. Maybe some headway will be made there.
Well, I'm optimistic, but discouraged, because I think they're the last people that'll accept it.
Well, the only thing that we do have going in our favor, Nat, in my opinion, is that a lot of this started many decades ago, so they can say it was them that kept it from.
There you go. That sounds good.
A little hint for us to get the information. Hey, I've enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, fellas. Fate Magazine.